Welcome to today's episode of Behind the Dish Softball with your hosts, Ashley Rowley, Shelby Babcock, and Dr. Allie Dake. If you haven't done so, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. And be sure to follow us on social media at Behind the Dish SB. Again, on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook at Behind the Dish SB. Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of Behind the Dish Softball. I'm your co-host, Ashley Rowley, along with my girls, Shelby Babcock and Dr. Allison Dake. Today's a really fun episode, not that the others aren't, but today we're going to do a get to know the crew. So meaning Shelby and Allison and myself, as well as we're going to start talking about the postseason magic. The magic, the feeling, all of the fun and excitement that surrounds the NCAA postseason college softball tournament. So as we're recording this, regionals are getting ready to start. As you're listening to this, it's probably closer to super regionals, but this time of year is ultimately one of my favorites because it is, you know, the best way I can describe it is it's just a magical time. There are so many great stories that come out of regional supers and college world series. When you look at teams, when you look at athletes, you know, one of the most notable last year coming out of the College World Series was JMU's run in Odyssey Alexander, and just watching all of that unfold and the goosebumps and excitement. And just, if you love this game, you love this time of year. So I'm going to kick this over to Dr. Allie. You are going to lead the show when it comes to the get to know the crew portion. So let's go.
All right. Well, we decided to run lately. We've had some emails and questions coming in about what's our favorite walk-up songs, what, you know, all sorts of different questions we've had about ourselves. So we decided to do kind of a random question and interview each other, have fun, and get to know each other a little more today. So I'm going to start us off with a question. And what is the fastest way you get bored? What makes you bored like that? Like, what is it? I told you I had random questions.
Fastest way you get bored.
Like, okay, let me say it again.
Sorry, everyone. Allie's super loud today. We don't know why.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on, but it's
my mic is being sensitive today. Sorry. So what is the fastest way you get bored? Like, I know for me, downtime. Mm-hmm. Like, if I don't have a full schedule and I have downtime, I am instantly bored. Like, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with myself. And I start to overthink things, and then I'll get a little emotional. Right.
I don't relax well. It's gonna be the same. Like, I can't just like sit. I have to be, if I'm at home, there's something that has to be done, and so I'm gonna go do that. So I don't just
I would say the same for me. I also like to just have like options. I feel like I get bored when I don't have options of to like do things, you know what I mean? Do you get what I mean by
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I do. And that just like sparked one of me. Like, I get bored if I'm doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah, yeah, right. So I think that's kind of what I mean,
up like a little bit. Yeah,
yeah, same. Yep.
Yeah. And I wonder, I'm just curious because we're all high performers, right? If that downtime is like, we just don't know what to do because we're so used to being structured. Because when I'm at the beach though, like if I'm at a beach, I can just lay and do nothing.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Right.
Yeah,
but I don't get bored.
No, I don't get bored there. Yeah. I think so, I get bored when I'm not challenged.
Yes.
Right. Like in this, that's a good one. Why that's a good way I'm to put an entrepreneur it. Is because if I'm working a traditional 9-to-5, you're doing the same thing every day,
all the time,
every mm-hmm. year. And I'm like, okay, this is lame. Let's do something else.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so a good one.
I think
all three of us, honestly, I feel we all do different things. I mean, we all have like our Uh-oh. Little different businesses we're doing and all of that.
Uh-oh, so we froze. Like
no, we didn't. Alan, Shelby and I are good.
Yeah, I was like,
we're freezing.
I don't think I did.
Did that record? It just froze on my end. Oh, and it's so loud.
Jordan can cut it out. It's okay.
Okay. Okay. Ready for next question?
Yeah, we're ready for next
question. Okay, Jordan can fix all this. Okay.
Okay.
What is your favorite nursery rhyme?
Okay. This isn't a nursery rhyme, but I do have two little kids. But one, so let me think. I'm actually going to answer this with multiple options. My oldest loved when I would sing her to sleep. She, well, wasn't even asleep. Like if she was wound up, the Itsy Bitsy Spider calmed her down. It was crazy. Like I would start singing that and it calmed her down. My youngest was Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Now their favorite song to go to sleep to is Silent Night. So it doesn't matter if it's June, they want to hear Silent Night.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
And I love that song too. But yeah. Anyway, not a nursery rhyme, but my answer nonetheless.
I don't think I ever, mine was like just music, like just, or even just background noise. It wasn't necessarily like a nursery rhyme. I don't know. I don't really actually remember any of my mom is probably going to get so mad at me for saying that. I know. I was like, oh, that's my mom. That, but I don't really remember. I remember like having like just background music or like those, you guys would know the names of these way more than me, but the like little light things that play music in the room. And that was kind of a big one for me. Yeah. So, and I'm a very big music person. So I always have to have music playing. Like right before I hopped on the podcast today, it was blaring music in here. It's just like, right. I always have to have like music. So
always. Yeah. My grandpa used to sing us, so I don't know that it's a nursery rhyme, but he had all these songs he sang from growing up in the Depression. And he would sing the song called Soldier, Soldier.
Oh yeah.
Won't you marry me? Do you remember that? So
yeah.
Oh. I think about nursery slime. And then at the end of it, he would always say, will you marry me? Like he would.
Oh, cute.
And then he also sang, if I had a nickel, tell you what I do. I'd buy a box of candy and I'd give it all to me.
Cute.
So that's what I think of as my grandpa always singing these little silly songs to me.
That's cool.
Okay, here's another one. Which talent would you like to have most? So a talent out there that you don't have, which one would you want?
That I don't have.
Singing.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Singing for you?
It's totally singing. I wish I could sing. I think it's so cool to watch like artists just like belt out their voice and it's like amazing. And it probably just gives them like the biggest feel. I don't know. I think it'd be so cool.
It's
cool.
Actually super cool. Yeah.
I wish I had that.
She's like, I can sing. So I know. I know.
How I know. She Ashley, you should sing for us real quick.
Oh yeah. Just drop that right on me. Why don't you? Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Ashley like has this amazing voice and can sing and could have been a professional singer. She's multi-talented. She's the triple.
Let's hear it.
Beautiful, talented.
No, this is not an on-demand thing that you do to people.
Sorry.
So what happens is you're like, sing. And then your mind is like, and you can't think of a song. Even though like any other day, you're like, oh yeah, I love this song. Yeah. That's what happens. So.
Okay. Don't sing. We'll do it.
All right. Okay. What's your thing?
Okay. So I would love the ability to be able to swim laps.
Swim laps.
Mm-hmm. Like I was not expecting that.
I was not.
Yeah. So I grew up in the mountains of Colorado. Like my hometown had a red light and I know how to swim, but when knowing how to swim is like getting in a pool and goofing off and not drowning, knowing how to swim. Right. So super embarrassing story. My freshman year at UF, I had knee surgery that summer before. And so had a couple other of my teammates. And so we were rehabbing in the fall. So for the first couple months of 6 a.m.s, we would all do like core and abs on the sideline while the team ran, but then we would have to go do our cardio. And so the first time I'm like, let's go to the pool. So the other athletes that had, they had ACL reconstruction, all Florida girls. And they're like, hey, can you swim? And I was like, yeah, I can swim. Right. Cause I can swim. I don't drown in a pool. So we get to the pool and these girls jump in and they start going to town swimming laps. And I was like,
kind of swimming.
Nope. And so Ashley got a kickboard and And that's how I had to do my, they're all like going to town, like Michael Phelps style. And I have my little kickboard and I'm like, oh my God. So insanely embarrassing, definitely something that came up senior year, but I'm not a good lap swimmer and I would love that ability.
Okay. All right. That was
great. There you go.
Was awesome. Yeah. I'm with Sheldon. I want to sing. I wish I could sing. I sang just 2 seconds ago, a silly song that I can't even sing. So
I think I sound good. What we do, Allie, you just turn it up really loud and then you sing and you just, you're them, right? And then makes it sound a lot better. I have no idea how I got any concert solos in my life. They must have felt sorry for me. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yes.
I have no idea why my brother's a very good singer. And to this day, he's like, I have no idea how you got solo. Awesome. Anything. I was like, thanks. Like, at least I can play softball, right? I guess that counts. There's
that. I never took a singing class. I never did choir. Never. Yeah. I played an instrument and that was it. So.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Here's another question. Would you rather team up with Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel?
So I'm about to get shamed right now. I'm not a huge comic person.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say Wonder Woman because she's a badass.
Yeah. And I'm actually not either.
My brother's probably like ashamed of me right now because he loves those movies.
I know my kids do too.
Yeah. I'm not super into it either.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman because she's cool. I named one of my drills after her. So I guess I'll just.
There you go.
Yeah. Wonder Woman. Yeah. Yeah.
Which drill is that? Which drill?
The like one where they'd come out and pause with their arms.
Yeah.
So I named it after her.
I like it.
Kudos to you, girl.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather lose your sight or your memories?
Oh, geez. Neither.
Yeah, you have to. No. You have to pick one, your sight or your memories.
No. No, I'm not choosing.
You have to.
No.
You're on the bench.
I would say sight.
Yeah.
I would have to agree,
but both of those make me.
They would stink, but I would want my memories.
Like, you just literally shoved a knife in my heart with that question.
Yeah, that was a hard one.
When I had my concussion, I didn't remember anything for quite a while. And I think I would lose my sight, then go through that again.
I think
I didn't gain everything back. There's some things that are just complete void, and my kids will talk about it. And I'm like, this sounds familiar, but I can't. I think I'd rather lose my sight.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
What is your guys's worst injury?
It was so weird, Shelby. I was literally just thinking about that. So as I was thinking about that, I have a laundry list. 9 surgeries. It's tough.
Which one?
I think the toughest recovery. So my issue was I would actually dislocate and sublux my kneecaps. And so the very first surgery that I had, the major reconstructive surgery on my left knee, summer.
We froze again.
No, we didn't.
I think it's just you, Allie.
Sorry.
Okay, ask it again, Joe.
What is your guys's worst injury, or what was your guys's worst injury?
A plethora to choose from. But I think, you know, that's a tough one to answer because I think the hardest rehab and recovery for me was overcoming my first reconstructive knee surgery. So I dislocated and subluxed my kneecaps was my issue. And so summer before my freshman year at UF, it was like they had to cut bone, move my patella tendon, screw it down, like all this stuff. And so that rehab was brutal. I mean, I was in a, I was in a machine. So right after surgery, I had to sit in a machine for 8 hours a day that would just move your knee up and down, move your leg up and down. Yeah. And I had to relearn how to walk all over again. So that rehab was hard. Now that said, probably the most painful was my right elbow. So it's like, you guys that aren't watching can't see, but I have a scar just above my elbow, almost to like mid, in between my shoulder and my elbow. It's not on my bicep, it's on the side. And every time when I would throw, this started in high school, I mean, it hurt to the point like my fingertips would go numb. Like I would tuck my arm in my chest protector just to relieve the pressure so I wouldn't have to hold it up. Like my hand would shake from adrenaline. And so every time I would throw, and they tried like taping it, so and it was just like, it was brutally painful. And finally I don't remember if it was my sophomore or junior year in college, nobody could figure out what was going on, but I would have like this dimple right here because I knew exactly where it would hurt. And so they said, we're going to go in and look. And so literally they cut me open and they found out that my, my bicep was choking off my radial nerve. And so they went in and irrigated around it, and it was, I mean, much better, but that was probably the most painful to have to endure while on the field.
Yeah. Oh, I can't even imagine. Can't even imagine. Yeah. Well, cause I just had like the tendonitis in my elbow, but I couldn't even imagine. I feel like Allie, you go last because I feel like yours is going to be a little more, mine's kind of funny. So I'll lighten it up a little bit. I had hit an in the park home run and I was running around the bases, and you know how you're normally supposed to slide. Yeah. So I got to home plate and, my teammate wasn't telling me up or down. So I didn't really know where it was. So like my first instinct was to just leap for home plate. And I leaped and hit home plate. So I scored, everybody, I scored. But hit home plate, my cleat slid, my knee went backwards and my whole entire body went forwards. And I broke the very, very like, well, like right above my knee, my femur bone.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and broke that. So that was super fun.
Was that really fun. The one that was summer before you went to school? Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Oh, yep. So broke that. And I actually, it happened the best way it could have, because I thought that I completely just like blew out my knee. So it was just a bone, thank goodness. And that it healed. Very good. I mean,
but those heal
better than ligaments and all that fun stuff. So, but, and then I would say the other one is I had 3 dead arms throughout my career where I just woke up and my arm was just purple and I couldn't.
Oh, what?
So that was kind of scary. Yeah.
Yep. Is that a thing? I didn't know that.
It's not a thing. It's it shouldn't happen. No. But yeah, I just overuse, overwork, and just I had a lot of like impingement up here, and so I just purple.
Purple.
Wow.
Purple.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was actually funny because I woke up and I had called my pitching coach, and I won't say her name, but we went down. All right. She was like, yeah, well, you need to come to the, you know, bullpen to show me. And I was like, it's literally purple right now. You do not believe me. She goes, oh yeah, you can't pitch today. I'm like, did you think I was lying to you?
Literally,
how am I going to live a purple arm? I was like, I don't know. It just was funny.
How would you
mean? Yeah. I don't know. No. And I wasn't the type to like miss practices. I'm like, wouldn't make an excuse to just be like, oh, mom, my arm's purple. Let me just color it purple here and call it a day. But yeah, so those are my injuries. How about you, Allie?
Well, I think my most traumatic and horrible one was my head injury, which we've talked about before. But what's interesting is the same side that got hit has been hit 2 other times with other injuries. So this whole side of my face is just like, I guess it's a magnet because I had a water heater, the pilot light went out and I was lighting it and the clicker flicker, there was gas in the air, but you couldn't really smell it. And it blew me up and threw me across. So I have like a burn mark here and skin here. And then prior to that, when I was in high school, I was a catcher as well. And I was warming up the pitcher and we didn't wear face masks the way they do today. We just had these tiny little things. And my coach called my name and I looked and she pitched the ball right into here. And then that's what the side that I got hit on the face with.
So, jeez.
But by far my
face.
This side, yes. It is.
That's what,
reminds me when I had my left side of my face was numb and I had to
Ashley got to feel that for a little while. Well, yeah, sort of. You didn't get to feel it, but
no,
you got to see it.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
By far that head injury was the most severe, long lasting effect, hardest thing I've ever gone through in my life. I think we talked about it before, but it was super painful looking at my children and knowing I knew them, but not being able to process who they were in my life. It was not knowing their names. Like, it was just like, I knew them, and I would look at people that I knew well, and I knew them. But I just couldn't process it. It just took some time. So
it's hard for sure.
Yeah. So
I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. I'm glad that's. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, things happen in threes. So this side of my face should be good.
Yeah. Should be done. Yeah. How about just stay away from the head. Just stay away from you. Nothing needs to happen.
Just stay away from you.
Stay in a bubble.
You know how the ball just hits me. You know this. Like from.
Well, it's funny because I can see where Kelsey gets it from now.
Oh. No, right.
Kelsey's just, she fell yesterday at lessons too. It's really funny.
She did again.
Yes, this girl, she just wants a lesson. It just always, and sometimes it's multiple times. Kelsey is Allie's daughter, if no one knows that. She's
like, coach her.
Yes.
Yes. She goes to Shelby for, we're all interconnected here.
Yes. So let's kind of go into like postseason questions a little bit here since we've got postseason coming up here. So I mean, my basic question would be, what is your favorite postseason memory, whether you're watching it or you're playing it?
My probably postseason was actually as a coach when I was a GA with Tennessee, and that was during the Monica Abbott era. And so we went to the World Series, and we were actually runners up to Arizona. Damn Taryn Mowat's changeup. But yeah, you shush. But you know, honestly, that entire experience of everything from the pre-World Series banquets, and they do like a concert on the field. I think, who did they have? It was Terry Clark, who was the artist, putting on a concert on the field for you country fans. Everyone interacting when they, you know, they announce the College Players of the Year, they have all those ceremonies. And then honestly, just being on that field with the lights on, the night games. I mean, I think we had a game that went, there was a rule, I think it's still a rule, but there was a rule that you can't start a game after 11:59 p.m. They have to postpone it to the next day. And there was a rain delay, which everyone who's familiar with the World Series is not surprised of rain delays and tornado, severe thunderstorm tornado delays, in Oklahoma City. So there was a delay, and we actually started our game. And I can't remember who it was against, but it was at 11:57 p.m.
Yep, I remember that.
And that game did not get done until 3 a.m. that morning. But just being on that field in that environment under the lights, we ended up taking runners up to Arizona. And it was, I mean, that sucked because we literally had it won. And then we didn't. But it was a really, really cool experience.
Hard.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. I would say mine was actually in regionals. And we had LSU at Arizona. We were hosting, and it was my senior year.
I watched this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was my senior year, and it was the second game we were playing them. So we had lost to them the first game. So we had to play them again to beat them, obviously. Or we had won the first day, then they came back and beat us, and then we had to beat them to go on to Supers. And I remember it because I was not actually the ace at this point in time. So they kind of looked to me to go in and kind of do my thing. And I just kind of took it upon myself and was like, hey, this is my moment. This is my, you know, opportunity to go in and, you know, have a good last outing. It was my last outing at, you know, the field at Arizona Field, Hillenbrand. So it was really, really cool to go out and deal and play with my teammates and get a win for the last game at Hillenbrand. And then we got sent off to LaLa, Louisiana Lafayette.
They were ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Talk about playing there. Have you ever played there?
Oh my gosh. So this is okay. I hope I don't offend anybody. My freshman year, we played at Louisiana Lafayette, and you guys, it is deep Cajun country.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
If you've seen Waterboy, I thought Bobby Boucher was the announcer.
Yeah. Okay, that's the perfect way to explain it though.
And I kid you not, and I really don't want to offend anybody, but this was like the perception on the field is like, were the fans drunk? Because they were talking smack.
Oh,
like it was the most bizarre environment to play in. But mm-hmm. those girls could flat out hit the ball.
Oh,
and so yeah. Super, absolutely. Super funny story. I'm catching, one of my best friends is pitching, and I mean, we're getting shelled. Like, they're hitting just bombs. And I was calling pitches. Well, my coach, they hit a bomb. She gets mad. She throws her clipboard and she goes, "I'm calling." And I was like, okay. So the next pitch she calls, and this girl's take it oppo over the scoreboard. She walks down to the end of the dugout, just irate. And I was like, well, I guess I'm calling again.
It was the most bizarre. No, it's an insane atmosphere to play in. Mine, on the other hand, my last name, you guys all know what it is. I got the most, I'm not going to say them on here, but it was the most, rude comments. It was terrible. I mean, so in the bullpen that they have is down behind the entire field where the fans are basically over the top of you, just harassing you the entire time. And then when you get thrown into the game, it's even worse. Like, they're just, it's crazy. It was intense. And at first I thought Oklahoma was the most intense place I've ever played. No, that was by far the most intense, I think, just because of the atmosphere. I mean, these girls were good, don't get me wrong, but I mean, it was like they were like drunk fans. Like, that's literally what it felt like. That they were just like, I thought I was gonna get a beer can thrown at me.
It was so crazy.
But Dr. Ali, what's your favorite memory?
I'm gonna go from a coach's perspective on this one, because when I was coaching varsity, we had a girl who had never played before. She came in her freshman year, never had played softball. And throughout the year, each year she got better and became, eventually as a senior, she was a leader on the team. Senior night, last game, because we had been postponed, our senior game got postponed because of weather, blah, blah, blah. Senior game, last game of her ever. She's not going to play in college. She just did this in high school for fun. She hit a grand slam.
Very cool.
Last at bat, last time playing softball for high school. And whenever I watch that video, I literally remember the emotion and the feeling and all the hard work that went in for her learning, coming in high school. I mean, it makes me teary eyed. What you can accomplish when you put your mind to it and start and have fun. And she always had fun. She was always smiling and having fun. And each year she just became stronger and stronger. And to watch that growth for me, that looking back onto postseason, when things are hard and I think about her and how she accomplished that last at bat grand slam, it was just
awesome.
It was awesome. It was like, and it doesn't matter, like high school, rec, comp, college, like your last at bat is an emotional at bat. And she was coming into it emotion, right? It won the game. It won the game. And so it was
cool.
What an amazing, amazing accomplishment she had in her high school. So that's my probably greatest post game.
Yeah. I think that also is like why mine was so memorable. It was my last game playing at Hillenbrand, right? And it's not that I didn't have a good season. I wasn't the ace at that point in time. And we talk about like your mental health and everything, right? And processing all of that and being able to be there as a teammate. And I had been an ace my entire life, right? So being second string in that moment, or even third string at times, like it was difficult, right? But you still had to go and you be a good teammate and work hard. And it just like,
Solidified. And succeed in your role, and your role is different. And sometimes, and so tangent, right? Because I'm going to do this as from the side of if you're in the bullpen as a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Every role and those roles, whether you're the number two pitcher, the number three pitcher, whether you are the bullpen catcher, those roles are so insanely important and play such a huge role in the overall team concept and win loss.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really hard to accept those roles because we say, oh, I'm not a starter. I'm out of the field. And you then compare your success, failure, but not understanding like I'm on this team and my role right now is to get these pitchers ready to go in and save the game. Mm-hmm. That's a really big role because if they're not ready, we're going to lose the game and it's my job to get them ready.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. And you've got to get yourself in the mindset to go in with bases loaded, you know, no outs in the game on the line scenario. So every, you know, every position, those roles are so important, but it's hard as athletes to want to accept those roles.
No, I think the biggest thing was, you know, it was our last chance. Like we literally were on our last thread to go to super regionals. And normally in my head, it would be, I would have started kind of maybe freaking out a little bit, but I kind of went in a different way. And I was like, you know what, like, this is our last game on this field right now. We knew we weren't going to host supers. Like, this is our last game on this field right now. We're going to go play the best that we can. We're all going to support each other in these roles. And it was just really cool how we all just like came together and all played our roles how it should be. Mm-hmm. Like even the number one pitcher at that time was in the dugout, like yelling as loud as she could, you know, our catchers. It was just, it was a really cool moment to have our last senior game on that field. And it be, whether I was in the circle or not, it was cool that our team came together. And that was just a really, really cool moment. Cause it just, our last game, and it was just super fun. It was super fun. So
excellent energy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So cool. Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay.
Other than your home stadium, mm-hmm. what's one of your favorite places that you played?
Ooh, one of my favorite places. So based off of like the actual stadium playing,
what was your
favorite game?
Well, coolest place. Go like stadium, like cool places that you played, atmospheres.
Okay. I really, really liked LSU.
Okay.
I liked playing there. I don't have a few. I loved playing at Washington. Washington's is super cool because they have that huge like river behind it. So any home run ball goes straight into the water. So it like overlooks the water.
That's cool.
So that's super cool. And as much as I don't like to say it, Oklahoma's is really cool.
Is it?
Yes, it's very cool.
I know. It's okay. It can be that way.
I love the girls that play for Oklahoma, but it's just a sore spot. But It was cool. How about you?
Yeah.
There's a couple that come to mind. So Baylor was a really cool place to play.
Oh, I liked Baylor too.
Beautiful facilities.
Yeah. Super pretty.
Texas was a fun place to play, but that's also when Osterman was there. So it was probably just the whole environment, mm-hmm. right? My claim to fame against Osterman is I took her to a full count, fouled off a home run, and then she struck me out. but I did hit a home run foul, and I did take her to a full count, and so I am hanging my hat on that.
Absolutely. Positive vibes only.
UCLA. I like it. Yeah, my freshman year. So UCLA, my freshman year, their stadium was really not a lot to write home about. It wasn't like a grandiose stadium. But just a cool environment because at that point, like it was Arizona UCLA legacy, right? And mm-hmm. so Stacey Newman, I'll never forget, you know, me as a little tiny peon freshman catcher, and Stacey Newman gets in the box her senior year. And I was like, holy shit. Okay. Like, legit.
Yeah.
Big girl. And then she hit a line drive off the tree over right field. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of home runs going out of that stadium.
Yep. Let's see. What else was a cool place to play?
Did you ever play at Arizona, Ash?
I didn't.
Mm-mm. No, I never played at Florida either.
Nope. Places that are cool environments if you played for them, but suck to play at. Bama, Georgia.
Bama did stink. Yep.
Yeah. Rhodes Stadium.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, but I mean, it's great home, you know, field advantage. Georgia was, I hated playing Georgia because Florida and Georgia just bad blood. It was a little dirty, but there were some neat stadiums.
So I have a question. What did, when you were on the road and you were traveling like you did, what were some of the things that you did to keep yourself normal? Like, was there a certain food that you always ate, or was to keep balance or not, you know, like, because I know you travel and you come back, was there like a certain food you always had with you, or a blankie, or what was something that you brought with you or had that you always had with you?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it would be considered a ritual, but do you know what I mean? Besides, besides like your post-game, like all the preparing for the game, was this something that you had with you?
So our whole entire team had pillow pets. So we all literally all carried a pillow pet and we named them, and I am totally remembering. I had the frog. We all got pillow pets. Yeah, I feel really dumb talking about it now, but
this is good.
So literally when we're walking through the airport, these pillow pets are just hanging from like our Arizona backpacks. So that was funny. But you know what? I loved them because I always had a pillow on the airplane. So that was super nice. And it was also a form of like comfort. I was bringing something from Arizona to where I was at. And I always got white chocolate pretzels in the airport. That was like my snack on the airport or on the airplane. Yeah. And that was my thing. So I a pillow pet and my white chocolate covered pretzels.
Awesome.
Were like a big thing. That sounds so weird saying that out loud, but
that was really. I asked, like, what is it?
definitely don't have any pillow pet stories. But what I do remember is having to carry a ridiculous amount of equipment and just having really large bags constantly hanging off of me because my catching bag,
you were the catcher, bag,
and then an equipment bag. And it was just like, that was not fun. But I do remember one of the rituals that we would do is so we would always have to fly in and out of Atlanta's airport, and the concourse it would fly in, there was always a Chili's to go. And so we would always go get the Chili's chips and queso.
Nice. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. I think just having those. Yeah. Yeah. And I think just having like a routine when you're on the road too, to keep yourself kind of like focused.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Obviously my routine was very different when I was a GA versus a student athlete too. So
talk about my routine.
But yeah.
Part of it included, I'm not going to say that. Okay. We didn't carry a certain coach's shoes.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. I have a question.
Yeah.
What is your guys' favorite sport to watch other than softball?
Oh, baseball.
Baseball?
Yeah.
So my husband would say football. If the Broncos are playing, I love football. If the Gators are playing, I love football, but I love my teams. So actually mine is either Ultra 4 off-road racing or rock crawling.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah. Mine is hockey.
I knew that.
Very big hockey fan. And one of these days I'm going to get Kale McCarr to meet me. So Kale McCarr, if you're listening to our podcast right now, please come meet me. Fangirl hardcore over Kale McCarr.
All right, so we should probably
wrap it up.
I'm gonna ask a question. So we look at the final 64. What are your predictions? Who's gonna take it?
Oh, I don't want to make that prediction yet.
I mean, everyone's saying this, but I really believe it. I mean, I think Oklahoma.
Do you?
I just don't think that there's a team that matches them. I hope there's an underdog. I think that would be super cool because I would love to see a different team win it. But watching them, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable watching them.
Oh,
did you hear about, I just read this somewhere, so I don't know if it's true. Is Ball playing?
I think she's hurt.
I know. So that could play a factor, actually.
She didn't play the Big 12. I don't think she played the Big 12 tournament.
She didn't play. And that's what I was wondering, but I don't know how hurt she is.
And so I think that's a thing. The other thing is, don't get me wrong, OU is ridiculous. They're awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone's saying Oklahoma, but I just don't know who else I would think. But yeah.
But look at how many times they've been really challenged by high quality teams on a consistent basis.
That's true.
Right. And the two losses that they have against solid programs, like, I don't know. I think it's going to be, I'm interested to see how they respond at the series with strong programs. I think FSU is going to challenge them. I think Arkansas could make a run.
I was actually challenge them.
That too. One's kind of a Cinderella story mm-hmm. because let me just tell you, Arkansas has been terrible for a really long time. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool to see that program come up.
They actually have Lainey Malcolm is their home run leader right now. Nice. She's from Colorado.
Yes, Colorado.
Woo! So yeah, shout out to you, girl.
Yeah, get it.
I think I like to watch, and as the underdog starts to climb, that's who I start to root for.
So you were a JMU fan last year.
Oh, I loved watching that. I loved following that story. Like, what a cool story.
I like those stories of victory coming. Yeah. You know, I really do. Even if they don't win, but they start pushing on the team, like they mm-hmm. push back and give that resistance. Mm-hmm. I love watching that happen.
Yep.
So which we'll see who it is this year. I know. I don't know.
It'll be fun. So
I don't know. Yeah. Well, that was super fun. I really liked doing that. Actually, we should maybe put that in popcorn questions every once in a while.
Hopefully our listeners enjoyed it as much as we did.
I know. Yeah. Let us know. Give us feedback.
The one question I do want to ask you, because I thought it was great that one of our listeners emailed and asked, is what were your walk-up songs? Because I thought that's a really fun one, because it's so controversy out there. Like if comp teams use walk-up songs or they don't, there's a reason why we do it. So I'm always in favor of walk-up songs, but Ashley and Shelby, tell us everybody.
Yeah, mine. So, well, in college I didn't hit, but my go on to the field pitching was Get Your Shine On by Florida Georgia Line. So that was just kind of my light, happy song to kind of get me feeling good.
Yeah.
So, if, you know, this is so funny. I feel like comp teams doing walk-up songs makes me laugh, number one, because we never had that. I kind of felt like that was a rite of passage.
I agree. Honestly, it's not my favorite thing ever right now.
Yeah. And you know what? I had a nickel for every time I'd go watch a game and there's some pretty, pretty terrible music, warm-up music playing. Like,
yeah.
But my walk-up songs, gosh, guys, I don't even remember. I remember AC/DC Back in Black. I'm an old soul when it comes to music. I know I had a Van Halen song in there. If I were to pick one now, I would pick Zombie by the Bad Wolves. So,
well, that was the question. What would you pick today versus? Yeah,
so it's a remake on Cranberry's Zombie, but it's one of those that just like every time I hear it, I'm like, hell yeah.
Sorry. See, I think mine would be Till I Collapse by Eminem. I really just love that one. Like, it still gets me going. I'm in the car and I get back into like college mode. I'm on the field, I'm on the mound, and I'm like, ooh, let's go.
You do. There are certain songs that like get you back in, and it's go-time, game time. And it's like, it doesn't matter if you're in the gym. And then I look around and I'm like, oh, sorry.
It's just me.
Yeah. That's the song Confident by Demi Lovato. When I hear that, in the words, like it just gets you going. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. That's why I love music so much, but, awesome. Well, that was super fun, you guys, but, thanks for listening again. And as always, please subscribe, like, share on all of our podcast platforms. We love all of your feedback that we're getting, and we're super excited to keep doing this. So have a great day, you guys.
And turn on your TV, record some of these games, watch this amazing softball that's about
such
to be
fun played. Time of year.
Yes.
Bye.
Go Arizona.
Go Gators.
Bye.
Thank you for spending your time with us today. We appreciate the opportunity to get to share our experiences and knowledge with you. If you haven't had a chance yet, please hit that subscribe button so you can tune in on future episodes, and be sure to follow us on social media at Behind the Dish SB for future episode information and guests. Make it a great day.